Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, George Schmies. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Brodowski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Brodowski. And now, play ball. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon takes first base on ball four. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Kell reaches second base with a double. Lapon goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Roneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brodowski, and towards Lepon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Simpson moves to second. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmies hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Brodowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Rosen moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mitchell scores. Simpson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simpson moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Brodowski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Schmies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmies is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmies hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Brodowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Simpson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Goodman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schmies. Doby reaches second base with a double. Glenn scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Mickey McDermott now pitching. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball towards left. Evers catches it and throws to home to double up Rosen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs misplays the ball. That's an error on Combs. Mike Garcia now pitching. Clyde Vollmer pinch hits for George Schmies. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Nixon reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Gus Niarchos pinch runs for Willard Nixon. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lapon hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thronberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niarchos scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 6, Red Sox, 6. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Archie Wilson now playing center field. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Hegan moves to third. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 5 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Avila reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Garcia moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn juggles the ball. That's an error on Glenn. Evers moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 7, Red Sox, 7. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Thornberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Faye Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornberry moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Merle Combs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball four. Bob Lemon pinch runs for Joe Tipton. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garcia for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lemon moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to home to get Lemon. Glenn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing shortstop. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evers moves to second. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White is walked intentionally. Archie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mel Parnell pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to third. White moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lapon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers scores. White moves to third. Parnell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.